Reading Matters, Summer 2021, read by volunteer Greg Porter. From the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. Email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Website www.wtbbl.org. That all may read. From the Director, by Danielle Miller. As the summer heats up, so does the energy at the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. We've been so fortunate to have staff working throughout the pandemic, some remotely and some in person, but now we have the whole team back together in the building. On July 1, we opened our doors to our patrons and the public. We also started a phased return of our volunteers. Our volunteers were greatly missed, for they make such an impact in all the work we do. It is wonderful to have everyone bringing life into the building again and having all operations going full steam ahead to serve our community. We are very excited to finally begin participating in a National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, pilot to loan Braille e-readers or refreshable Braille displays. We recently sent letters to Braille readers inviting them to take part in this project. If you are a Braille user and did not receive a letter, please call or email the library and let us know if you would like to participate. The pilot program will lay the groundwork for the general distribution of Braille e-readers, which will increase access to tens of thousands of Braille titles in digital format. By promoting Braille literacy, the e-readers support the NLS mission statement of ensuring that all may read. It's also time for our summer reading program. This year's program, called Tales and Tales, that's T-A-I-L-S and T-A-L-E-S, features an animal theme, and we will have several virtual events over the summer. One I'm quite excited about is the virtual pet parade and seeing everyone's animals. I look forward to introducing my dog, Macaroon. Last fall, many of our youth patrons participated in a project led by our Teen Advisory Board, TAB, called, quote, Lend a Hand So That All May Read, unquote. During this project, which was the vision of TAB President Luke Uniak, participants created tactile handprints from kits sent out by WTBBL. The handprints were made from colored sand, and many of the youth patrons added creative tactile elements. We received 37 handprints that were then framed and hung in our lobby. They look wonderful. The next time you visit WTBBL, check out this great new exhibit. Enjoy your summer and happy reading. And a note here that on the front cover is a picture of art for Lend a Hand So That All May Read. WTBBL welcomes Sarah Jones. As I settle into the role of State Librarian of Washington in these very interesting and challenging times, I am thankful to have such a strong team leading our diverse and critical programs. I came on board in mid-February. Normally, with the legislature in session, Olympia is alive and bustling with important activity. This year was so different, with the session taking place remotely. I entered a nearly empty legislative building when I first met Secretary of State Kim Wyman. At the time, I lived in downtown Olympia, and experiencing the capital city nearly shuttered with the capital itself surrounded by fencing was a very unusual experience. I joined while the Secretary of State and State Library budget request and important legislation was fully in progress. The budget turned out well, considering we anticipated a very fiscally challenging environment over the next biennium. All our budget requests were funded, including the State Library receiving over $3.6 million in American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, funds from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. The budget continued support for workforce development through access to LinkedIn Learning, which prepares learners for industry-recognized certifications that lead to living wage employment. LinkedIn Learning is home to the lynda.com online learning platform of video courses taught by industry experts. Additionally, we received approval for much-needed improvements to the WTBBL facility and to fill many state library staffing vacancies. Since I joined the organization, 5 positions have been filled. All of these lay a great foundation for optimism in a time when it is really needed. I have met hundreds of people online, and now that it is possible, I plan on seeing much of this beautiful state and its library services. In addition to the brief visit to the Capitol, WTBBL was the only other location besides the State Library Building I visited since moving to Washington. I was impressed by the services, passion, and proactive commitment to patrons. I am ready to learn, visit, and understand more of the great services we provide to the people of Washington State. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. The Youth Services Department has been busier than ever, with summer reading in full swing, new additions to the large print, audio, and braille collections, and exciting new materials added to the accessible gaming lab and Orico Children's Room. As August and Tales and Tales, the 2021 summer reading program, come to a close, weekly activity packets are still being delivered to all the registered participants. To celebrate the fun we had this summer, be sure to attend a special talk with a veterinarian from Guide Dogs for the Blind on Saturday, August 21 at 11 a.m. And join us Friday, August 27 at 7 p.m. for an end-of-summer party. Both events will be held via Zoom and are open to all. Email erin.groth@sos.wa.gov for the secure Zoom links. Our collection is growing. Check out several new titles in large print, audio, and braille. Specially curated large print picture books for young children with cortical visual impairment can be found by searching for the term CVI in WTBBL's online catalog. Over 100 new titles have been added to the young adult and middle grade large print collections, with more arriving each month. Audio and braille books also continue to be produced locally, including recorded versions of certain picture books used for multi-sensory story walks on Bainbridge Island, part of a joint venture between WTBBL and the Kitsap Regional Library through September. Next time you visit the library or attend a special WTBBL event around the state, be sure to check out our expanded accessible gaming lab. In addition to the multiple large print and braille board and card games, we've added 3 Nintendo Switches, several accessible games, and a set of 3 Doodler 3D printing pens. We are also debuting a full-size 3D printer and the APH Code Jumper system. Stay tuned for more information on when the accessible gaming lab is on the road again. In the meantime, if you're in Seattle, come in and check out the Orico Children's Room. A new light box, CVI-friendly mirror tent, and many more multi-sensory toys and games await. Want more Youth Services news? Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, sent bi-monthly to your email inbox. More information can be found at wtbbl.org/youth.aspx. WTBBL and NLS Turn 90 by Tyler Kay. Throughout the year, we have been celebrating a special milestone for WTBBL. 90 years ago, in 1931, the Library of Congress formed a nationwide network of regional libraries to distribute braille books to blind readers. One of the first 18 libraries was located in Seattle. It's a partnership that endures to this day. We checked out 6,800 braille books that first year. In 2020, we provided nearly 500,000 books to Washingtonians with print disabilities, not only in braille, but audio recordings as well. Along the way, WTBBL and the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled have made countless contributions to the daily lives of the people who borrow these books. To celebrate our 90th anniversary, we thought it would be worthwhile to take a look back. During my time with WTBBL, I've collected a number of stories and photos chronicling the library's history. Recently, I had the honor of sharing them in a one-hour online presentation. You can watch it at https://tinyurl, that's tinyurl.com/WTBBL-90TH. You'll hear about a few famous people, learn about the technology we've used, and discover many of the milestones we've celebrated and the challenges we've faced in 90 years. Finally, we hope you know that you're part of a community of readers that spans generations. We are grateful for the opportunity to serve you. Join us in October for a special 90th anniversary book club. In celebration of our 90th anniversary, we are holding a special book club reading featuring the 1931 book The Yellow Dog by Georges Simenon. Join us Wednesday, October 27 at 2 p.m. to discuss this French detective mystery. Register in advance for this Zoom meeting at https://tinyurl.com/WTBBL-BOOK-CLUB-OCT or call WTBBL at 206-615-0400 or 800-542-0866 to receive the phone number to call in to the event. In The Yellow Dog, originally published in French, Inspector Maigret believes the answers to the murders of influential men in a seaside town lie with an unassuming waitress and a strange yellow dog. This talking book is a compilation of two titles from a series, The Yellow Dog and Night at the Crossroads by Georges Simenon, DB 82172. We will read the first book, The Yellow Dog. New Books in Braille by Ed Godfrey. WTBBL's Braille production department and its volunteers have been working hard to make more locally produced books available to our patrons. Here are some of the latest titles. Please contact the library to request a copy. BRW 8716, New Sons, Original Speculative Fiction by People of Color, edited by Nisi Shaw. Writers of many races tell tales of science fiction, fantasy, horror, and their indefinable overlapping. These authors tell of our many possible pasts and futures, some strong language and sexual content. 2019. Transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRW 8739. After the Blast, The Ecological Recovery of Mount St. Helens by Eric Wagner. Mount St. Helens erupted on May 18, 1980, leaving a 234-square-mile wasteland in the blast zone. Yet a few weeks later, plants were sprouting in the ash. The natural restoration of the area over the decades since then is clearly described. 2020. Transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRW 8745, Patriarchy Blues, Poems by Rena Priest. These poems are about people, love, and keeping on regardless. Winner of the American Book Award, 2017. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BRW 8746, Cyrus Habib, Nothing Was Impossible, by Bob Young. Blind since childhood, Cyrus Habib went on to be a Rhodes Scholar, editor of the Yale Law Journal, state legislator, and eventually lieutenant governor. Successful as he was in the secular world, he felt something was lacking, so he entered the Jesuit order. 2021. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. For younger readers, BRW 8724, Monsters Under Bridges, by Rachel Relke Coddington. Readers discover all sorts of fantastic beasts and learn about where to find them in this field guide to monsters living under bridges in various parts of the Pacific Northwest. Entries on creatures from Washington, Oregon, and Vancouver, BC are included. For preschool to grade 2. 2013, transcribed by Gail Viscioni. BRJ1512, The Very Fluffy Kitty, Papillon, by A.N. Kang. Papillon is a very fluffy kitty, so fluffy that he starts to float away. So Miss Tilly tries to keep him weighted down with elaborate clothing and costumes. Print and Braille, for preschool and older. Transcribed by Gail Fizione. BRJ1530, Sometimes People Fight Even When They Love Each Other, by Dagmar Geisler. A thorough and easy way to discuss disagreements and arguments with young children. For preschoolers and older. Print and Braille, 2019. Transcribed by Gail Viscioni. New audiobooks from WTBBL by John Pye. During the summer, it's always good to discover new and classic titles. DBC 7017. VN, The First Machine Dynasty, by Madeline Ashby. Amy Peterson was raised as part of a mixed organic-synthetic family. She is an android, part human, part robot, and has no knowledge about her past, but she is growing and learning quickly. The failsafe within her that stops all robots from harming humans has failed. Now she's on the run from those who want to destroy her or use her as a weapon. 2012, narrated by Jay Lane. From our classic collection of older releases, we have DBC 19221, I'm Down, a memoir by Mishnah Wolf. Humorist Mishnah Wolf grew up in a poor black Seattle neighborhood with her white single father who believed he was black. From early in her childhood, he began his crusade to, quote, make his white daughter down, unquote. Despite his efforts, she did not quite fit in, but when she attended a rich white school, she found she was too, quote, black, unquote, to fit in there, too. This funny, poignant memoir elicits the question of what it means to be black and white in contemporary America. This recording also includes an interview with the author. 2009, narrated by Rachel Glass. DBC 16855, I, number one in the Frank Corso Mysteries by G.M. Ford. Disgraced reporter Frank Corso is working for a Seattle tabloid when he investigates a witness recanting her testimony in a serial murder case. To stop the condemned man's execution, Frank and his new assistant, hard-boiled photographer Meg Doherty, fight to get the police files reopened. 2001, narrated by Stephen Hunziker. DBC 16852, Foreign Intrigue, The Making and Unmasking of a Foreign Service Officer, by Eric Kosher. A former consul to Yugoslavia, Malaysia, and Jordan describes his experiences with kings, presidents, heroes, villains, and ordinary people. 1990, narrated by Ed Kennedy. And finally, we have some great new young adult material. DBC 6768, The Cellar Door, by Brett Gadbois. Sam Bixby is a very curious 9-year-old. On a fishing trip to northern Minnesota, he ignores his father's advice, explores an abandoned farmhouse, bumps his head, and winds up in another world. There, a sage teaches Sam how to transform himself into anything he beholds, a bumblebee, a robin, even a cloud. 2010, narrated by John Gehagen. DBC 6765, And Nothing But the Truth, by Kit Pearson. Polly is 13 and following in her sister's footsteps to a boarding school in Victoria. The adjustment is difficult, and Polly often escapes into her dreams of becoming an artist. At least her family is intact again, and there are no more dark and difficult secrets to be kept hidden. That is, until her teenage sister Maud makes a dramatic confession. Will Polly be able to keep this new secret? 2012, narrated by Beth Larimore. DBC 6758, Cleo Edison Oliver, Playground Millionaire by Sundy T. Fraser. Fifth grader Cleo Edison Oliver is full of money-making ideas, and her fifth grade passion project is no different. But things get more complicated when she has to keep her business running, be a good listener when her best friend needs her, and deal with the bully teasing her about being adopted at the same time. 2016, narrated by Sherry Wang. And a classic great to rediscover. DBC 16873, Half and Half by Lenzi Namioka. Fiona and her brother Ron have both Chinese and Scottish heritage. Ron is encouraged to participate in Scottish folk dancing because he looks the part, but Fiona, with her more Chinese features, is the one who really loves the dances. 2008, narrated by Laurie Bialik. Quarterly Patron Book Club by Deborah Priest. Join us for the next WTBBL Book Club for a lively discussion about local author Jamie Ford's debut novel, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, September 22, from 2 to 3 p.m. Register in advance for this Zoom meeting at https://tinyurl.com/WTBBL-book-club-SEPT or call WTBBL at 206-615-0400 or 800-542-0866 to receive the phone number to call in to the event. Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet begins in 1986 when Henry Lee joins a crowd outside the Panama Hotel, once the gateway to Seattle's Japantown. It has been boarded up for decades, but the new owner has discovered the belongings of Japanese families who were sent to internment camps during World War II. As the owner displays and unfurls a Japanese parasol, Henry, a Chinese-American, remembers a young Japanese-American girl from his childhood in the 1940s, Keiko Okabe, with whom he forged a bond of friendship and innocent love that transcended the prejudices of their old-world ancestors. After Keiko and her family were evacuated to the internment camps, she and Henry could only hope that their promise to each other would be kept. Now, 40 years later, Henry explores the hotel's basement for the Okabe family's belongings and for a long-lost object whose value he cannot even begin to measure. His search will take him on a journey to revisit the sacrifices he has made for family, for love, and for country. The book spent 130 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list and was awarded Best Adult Fiction Book at the 2010 Asian Pacific American Awards for Literature. It was also named the top book club pick for fall 2009 and winter 2010 by the American Booksellers Association. We look forward to talking about Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet with you. Thank you to our donors from April 1 to June 30, 2021. We recently closed out the 2021 fiscal year and want to thank our patrons, donors, and supporters. We recognize how challenging this last year was, and we appreciate their generosity. Your gifts came to us in many different forms, including monthly recurring gifts, gifts in honor and in memory of loved ones, through Give Big and our annual campaign, as well as bequests. Your gifts help fund our work, and we couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. If you have questions regarding a gift to our organization, please contact Laura Mott at laura.mott@sos.wa.gov or 360-902-4171. Linda and Ken Adkins. Deirdre Allison. Anonymous, 11. Mira Arcila. Lydia and David Arnold. Sue Bahe. Deborah and Peter Baker. Judith Barton. Kelly and Glenn Bowman. Joan Benedetti. Wendy Berge. Aaron Hayes and Richard Berndt. Christine and Dale Biddle, Nelson Black, Camille Blanchette, Dorothy Beauchamp, Sylvia and Richard Bouillon, Ellen Boyd, Philip Bransford, Dana Marmion and Kent Bridenstine, Shirley Broadbent, James Bryant, Lizeth Caldera, Luann Camp, Karen Chapman, Lynn Chase, Joseph Chiarella, Egon Christensen, Marjorie Clark, Valerie Coffey, Carol Colburn, Carl Corbin, Marance Craw, Irma Cross, Virginia Crow, Diana Culver, Cinderella Helga D'Andrea, Robert Daniel, Carrie D'Aquila, Cheryl Darlington, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Gerald Day, Delta Gamma Foundation, Saskia and Annika de Jong, Rebecca Dodson, Connie Doherty, Sandra Driscoll, Geneva Dubois, Margaret Dunbar, Mark Durfee, Judy and Charles Egan, Edmunds Lions Club, Beatrice V. Elder Estate, David Elliott, Linda Emel, Alicia Ensminger, Helen and Robert Ewald, Julia and Robert Fairchild, Margie and Benjamin Fellows, Martina Ferguson Hazen, Joy Fletcher, Evan Flodquist, Jane Fraser, Joyce and George Fraser, Gail Fries, Sandra and John Fruin, Cleora Funis, Adair Gates, Catherine Gaylord, Lisa George, Janet Gibbons, Susan and Bjorn Jolmesley, Sybil Graham, Carol and Patrick Graham, Carol Gray, Deborah Brozovich and Frank Green, Michelle Greenkey, Beatrice Greenwald, Charlene and Luby Gergich, Eric Grob, Angela Gunn, Debbie and Leo Hager, Nadine Haglin, Arliss Haley, Kathy and Ross Hamilton, Marjorie Hansen, Francis Haslam, Anna Hay, Herrick Heitman, Mary and James Heltzley, Tara Hendrickson, Marion Hirth, Louise Heileman, Betty Hill, Betty Height, Susan Hauk, Dawn and Dan Humphrey, Cheryl Ishida, Greg Jack, Michael Jarish, Helen and Bud Johnson, Sue Johnson, Sarah Jones, Penny Jones, David Junius, Helen and Thomas Juris, Patricia Kahn, Marsha May Kane, Hannah Karras, Michael Kerstetter, Juana Lee Killian, Nancy Klinger, Marilyn Knapp, Siobhan Kotal, Barbara Lamy, June Lane, Cynthia Lantry, Elizabeth Lapik, Ethelan Larimore, Matthew LaForce, Annie Lewis, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Edna Logan, Joan Losey, Nancy Lowe, Valerie Lynch Holm, Alice and William MacDonald, Michael McKillop, Jan and John Mantle, Lindley Margulies, Dorothy Marks, Terry Marks, Christine and Glenn Masters, Patricia Matadobra, Mary Matson, Richard McHenry, Don Mahaffey, Marlene Meredith, Louise Middleton, William Miles, Patricia and Stephen Miles, Maxine and Don Miller, Maria Miller, Lupine Miller, Danielle Miller, Vincentina Minincelli, John Mullen, Terrell Moody, Joan Moritz, Doreen Morris, Laura Mott, Zola Mumford, Eileen Murphy, Christine Murphy, B.J. Neese, Amber Nelson, Shirley and Kenneth Newman, Catherine Noble, Terry Norris, Heidi Ochoa, Judy and John Ogliore, Charlotte Oliver, Rebecca Oosting, Eric Oshiro, John Pye, Susan Parker, James Parker, Dorothy and John Parkin, Diane and Wesley Patterson, Sally and Raymond Paxton, Ann Peterson, Kit Lee and Mai Fan, Karen and Grant Plummer, Charity Ranger, La Dene Rantala, Yvonne and Jack Redman, Robert Reese, Janet Richard, Ray Ann and Robert Richardson, Lori Riley, Robert Rowning, Jutta Reichen, Donald Castro and Shuri Saigusa, Kathy Savory, Mary Schlosser, Wilma Schunke, Suzanne Schwartz, Zoe Scott, Poa Lin and Phyllis Settergren, James Shaw, Liza Sheehan, Susan Shell, Sharon Simran, Maria Sirotnikova, Kathy Skipper, Terry Smith, Alma Solar, Eric Sorlian, Andrew Starach, Constance and Maynard Stefan, Robert Stelmach, Karen Stevens, Christopher Stone, Tara Strait, Norman Streitker, Laura and John Stewart, William Stolbarg, Kathleen Sullivan, Nancy Suter, Edith and Dwight Sutton, Carol Swain, Marilyn and Tom Taggart, Jacqueline Taubel, Frida Tesch, Donna and Richard Thorkeldsen, Caroline Tobin, Tien and Nicholas Triggs, Kirie and Dean Tsuchida, Cynthia and John Up the Grove, Mary Alice Urey, Nancy Van Leidegraaff, Rocio Vargas, Susan Veto, Roberta and Frank Vidos, George Wagner, K.Y., Karen Wallen, Pat and Bobby Whitlow, Rosalind Wilkes, Kathy Wilson, Beverly Whitty, Myrtle Wood, Phyllis Woodman, Kim Wyman, Meta Zagurgis, Robert Zimmerman, Stephen Zahn. In memory of Tanya Allison, Jan Ames, Louise Blanchette, Dorothy Bryant, Lois Edmiston, Martha Frances Emmel, Glenn Haley, Darla Hatfield, Trudy K. Lawrence, Rosalie Metallo, Barbara Murr, Alice Nelson, Lorraine Pye, Ronald J. Simran, Lori Taggart, Agnes Zimmerman. In honor of John Hendrickson, Mardell and Doug Kendall, Ardith Kling, Danielle Miller, Olivia Ochoa, Angela Ray.